Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, October 7th of 2008. All the geek coming at you without the wait. Once again, sitting here by my lonesome. It is me, the one, the only Billy Flynn.
You're a talentless cultural pollutant who deserves to suffocate to death on a bag of porridge.
Thanks to you too, good sir. The Vicar will be back with us. We're going to be doing a weekly show tonight, I promise. And we'll have him back. Should be back for the rest of the week unless some other crazy complication happens after that. We'll get back to normal, or what passes for it around Chaw. This Tuesday, October 7th in 1777, the American Revolutionary War. Americans beat the British in the Second Battle of Saratoga. In 1952, American Bandstand debuted on a local Philadelphia station. 1959, hey, Simon Cowell, English recording executive. I guess it's his birthday. Thanks, Vicar. You really got to add to that. Birthdays, I know definitely Dylan Baker's 49. He's Dr. Kurt Connors in Spider-Man, both Dose and Trace. John Cougar Mellencamp is 57 years old. And Grammy Ferguson, co-inventor of IMAX, is 79 years old today. Thank you for bringing us those wonderful moments from The Dark Knight in IMAX. Appreciate it. So, it's Tuesday, going to be taking a look at DVDs, have a peek at the geek news, a dip into the old mailbag, but of course we need to start it off taking a peek at the television pages. Tonight, kids, it's on every channel, unless you have satellite, in which case, well, the satellite, you have other options, but the presidential debate is on again this evening. It's a different one. It's not the same one. John McCain, Barack Obama, squaring up. Going to see if either one of them actually answer questions this time. Before that, CBS is showing a new NCIS. ABC has Dancing with the Stars, the results show. It's always fun. NBC, Biggest Loser Families. They figure you're not watching TV tonight. But the CW knows better. The CW knows you will tune in to 90210. Hollywood Forever. Tracy hires a private investigator. Yes. And on All New Privileged, all about friends and family. Rose and Sage throw a pool party. No, seriously, they do. It's touching. It's moving, actually. AMC has The Last Samurai. I know I mention it a lot, but it tends to come on a lot. And by God, it's the last good Tom Cruise movie that I know of. And I'm having a hard time remembering what the one was before that. So, yeah, Last Samurai. Good movie. Tonight on Animal Planet, on Weird, True, and Freaky, you got Snake Meals and Odd Couples. We're looking at the appetites of snakes. I bet I know what they're looking for. Tonight on BET, it's CB4, the forgotten Chris Rock movie. Funny. Not as funny as it could have been, but pretty funny. It's especially worth it when they go visit his friend who works at a phone sex line. Trust me. Disney figured, hey, it worked once. Why not make another ride into a movie, Haunted Mansion? And that's why you don't do it. Easy. Discovery Channel, Dirty Jobs are looking at a tar rigger. I don't know what a tar rigger does. I'm not sure I want to. Family Channel has a new episode of Lincoln Heights and a new episode of Greek. I don't know about that stuff. Wait for it. It's Greek to me. Sorry. FMC, Fox Movie Channel showing Robin Hood, Men in Tights. No, it's not great, but it's the last good Mel Brooks we have, so. Tonight on the Food Network, it's Food Detectives solving food crimes. Together, they're food cops. Turner Classic Movies has a double feature of actual classicness. Classicness? The Graduate, followed by Bonnie and Clyde. Good, good movies. The Vicar wanted me to particularly note that Versus Channel, that's the sports channel, shows Wildcats tonight because Goldie Hawn was naked in that movie, in the bathtub, if I remember right. But if I'm watching anything tonight, it's on the Sci-Fi Channel as a scientist and an entomologist must stop a horde of flesh-eating army ants that are rampaging through Brazil. Wow, really? Tonight, Tom Wopat and Elizabeth Healy star in The Hive. Tom Wopat and army ants rampaging through Brazil. Damn, man, it just don't get much better than that.
Listen up, it's time for mail call.
Time to take a peek in the old GRD mailbag. Wow, I hope Tom Wopat sends a message. That would be great. So Dave says, leave it to American effing movie classics to make me write in. Nemesis? Freaking Nemesis? I guess they're just completing the flushing of any credibility they ever had. So until Heroes doesn't waste my time, make mine GRD. Wow, that's an angry, angry man who has bottled up emotions. You don't want to see that one special closet he has? Oh no, no you don't. And yeah, Heroes needs to step up its game. Let's see. Jonathan says, dear guys, how about if the ratings of Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles don't improve, they will cancel it? Oh, about how? And that's a question mark at the end. Well, what they need to do is show Summer Glenn with panties and a bra again like they did last season and then get it on with John Connor's girlfriend in the show. That would improve ratings. Also regarding iTunes, if Congress does what it does best, being a little girly boy swinging that way, and change it, then I'm going to have to go over there with a box of baby powder pimps, slap somebody to the point of making the phrase going postal look like a baseball game. Well, Jonathan, the little measure where they were going to raise royalties did not go through, so iTunes is still open. As for Summer Glenn panties and a bra, as much as I and hitting on John Connor's girlfriend, the show should be good, and that should just be the bonus that we get. The show shouldn't have to be good because of that. Took a big man to say that, and I did. Hey, gents. Just checking in after an awesome first day of Con on the Cob in Hudson, Ohio. Any day that including having lunch at Waffle House, dinner at Sonic Drive-In, and two games of Savage Worlds has to be a great one. So until Billy Flynn and Vicar combine their DNA to make a composite being known as Flicker, make mine GRD. That's from our good buddy Captain Crunch, who of course goes on these little Con adventures and does strange things because he sends us the strangest messages. Flicker. Huh. I don't know if that's what I'd call it, but hey, you can call it whatever you want to. As long as you're sending a message, please do. You can send it to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or even that guy known as The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. We would appreciate it. It's always a great time to hear from you and to try to figure out what exactly you're on. We're going to take a look at some DVDs, new releases for the weekend. Of course, a peek at the news coming up on this Tuesday, October 7th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Keeping the world safe from the Uwe Bulls, Paul Whatscript Andersons, and Aaron Seltzer and Jason Freebergs of the world.
We don't discriminate different races, different sexes, or different species. Orcs, Vulcans, Jawas, Daleks, Hobbits, or Redcoats, you're all good with us.
We stand up for The Fountain, Midnight Meat Train, A Scanner Darkly, and other cinematic classics that have been ignored, passed by, and tossed aside by mainstream audiences.
We support cinematic leaders you can get behind, like Darren Aronofsky, Kevin Smith, Joss Whedon, Edgar Wright, Spike Lee, Peter Jackson, David Fincher, the Coen brothers, Charlie Kaufman, and Richard Kelly.
In the battle between aliens versus predators, we sided with the audience. And in the conflict between Autobots and Decepticons, we got behind Sam Witwicky.
We've got the facts, solid opinions, and we'll debate the issues, but we remain within our geek peace treaty.
From Dagobah to the Shire, Planet Vulcan, or the Bridge of the Firefly, we'll be there.
No matter where you go, there we are, Screen Geeks.
You will never doubt our commitment to Sparkle Motion. We're Screen Geeks.
Never give up, never surrender. Screen Geeks.
We are McLovin. Screen Geeks.
We're Screen Geeks, and we approve this message.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, October 7th, 2008. All the geek coming at you without the wait, but half the duo known as Goofballs, because the Vicar is still pulling that double shift stuff, and we'll be talking about that soon enough, I do believe. So since it is Tuesday, you've got some money in your pocket. It's burning a hole. Let's see.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but I know you do, so you got to know what's coming out. Taking a peek from the DVD list for the day. Sleeping Beauty in the 2-disc Platinum Edition is out. Aw, maybe one day a man can come and kiss me and solve all my problems. Okay, that's the cynic in me. It's sweet. Okay, it's sweet. You Don't Mess with the Zohan's out today. Not as bad as you've heard, but just not really as good. Just a pedestrian. It's just there. The Happening, a movie that I know my good buddies over at the Screen Geeks do not like at all. And I'm not going to tell you it's the greatest movie ever, but I am going to say to you it does have really creepy moments into it. It does not have a twist. It never pretends to have a twist, so you can't hate it for that. And I've seen much worse. I thought it had effective moments. That's what I'll say. Something that was definitely awesome, Touch of Evil, is out today. You need to see this, if for no other reason to see Charlton Heston playing a Spaniard. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. But it's great. It's Orson Welles, so we've got fantasticness. Psycho's out in special edition. Bunch of Hitchcock stuff is. Watership Down, the deluxe edition. Watership Down? Come on. That's amazing. That's great stuff. How I Met Your Mom Season 3, Mission Impossible Season 3. All of those are out there. Let's see. Anything else? Halloween, the 30th anniversary set. The Sarah Jane Adventures, the first season of that. Yet another Doctor Who spinoff. Doctor Who spinoffs that are actually lasting for a while and are actually pretty good and not just completely strange and odd. Sorry, K-9, I love you, but you know what I'm saying. The sequel, Nobody Wanted Feast 2, it's called Sloppy Seconds. Yeah, I figured you wanted to make your own joke there. From the superhero adventure that's good for the whole family, it's the adventures of Food Boy. I don't want to know his powers. I don't think any of us do. Sadly, we still do not have Parker Lewis, but today we do have the story of Jack Brooks, who as a child witnessed the brutal murder of his family. But after unleashing an ancient curse, Jack's professor, once he's older, undergoes a transformation into something not quite human, and Jack's forced to confront some old demons, along with a few new ones. Today, Robert Englund faces off against Trevor Matthews, who is Jack Brooks, Monster Slayer. But of course, if that's not exactly up your alley, something that might be is directly from the Vicar's back room. It's Girls Gone Wild, Girls Who Crave Girls. And I think we can safely say that no one could possibly have a problem with that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Film rights have been sold for the first official sequel to Bram Stoker's classic vampire novel Dracula. That's according to shocktillyoudrop.com. Dacris Stoker, yeah, the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, an award-winning Dracula historian Ian Holt, collaborated on the Stoker family-authorized story, which sees a sinister and undead presence stalk the band of heroes who defeated Dracula 25 years before. The novel, which was at one point called Dracula the Undead, is awaiting a new title. It's going to appear in October of 2009. The film going to start lensing the same year. No directors or stars signed up, but hey, Speed director Jean de Bont apparently set to produce. Just produce? Aww. AMC is looking into outer space as it beefs up its slate for new original programming. They're developing a series project with writer-executive producer Jonathan Hounslow, based on the sci-fi novel Red Mars. Red Mars is a 1992 novel by Kim Stanley Robinson. It chronicled the inhabitants of the first human colony on the planet Mars. Michael Jaffe and Howard Brunston are going to be involved in it as far as producing. It's going to be, it's going to try to start as a mini-series, see if they can go ahead and branch on out. An executive over there, Christina Weiner, says we're always looking for big genres to do them in slightly different ways and make them feel fresh and new. I'm all for sci-fi, real sci-fi being real sci-fi, so we'll see what happens there. Production Weekly has a plot synopsis for the upcoming The First Avenger, Captain America, which reveals that the film will focus on Steve Rogers' exploits during World War II. Thank you. We are not sure how this is going to tie in with the Avengers movie, which will feature fellow Marvel characters. I think I know. Their own movies are set in present day. Maybe he goes to sleep. The First Avenger, Captain America, currently slated for a May 6, 2011 release date, which means they're already gearing that bad boy up because they know that we all want to see it. So, you're a gamer. You need to play your games. You don't have time for all that food. Even pizza sometimes can slow you down. That's why Gamer Grub promises to be the first performance snack formulated especially for gamers with flavors like Action Pizza, Racing Wasabi, Strategy Chocolate, and Sports PB&J. They're not only fortified with vitamins and minerals, but are specially engineered to be crumb and grease free, protecting your keyboard, your controllers. It's not precisely which brick of the food pyramid it fits into, but, at that point, I don't think beggars can be choosers. Steven Seagal tells MTV News he wants to make a third Under Siege film. Yes! Whereas the first one was, liked for its decent realism, Seagal wants to go in the complete opposite direction with the next one. He wants aliens. Despite the wacky intentions in early days yet, their officer, we're looking at the officers, says Steven Seagal, and that's where it's currently at. I think the man is delusional, but, that's not a big surprise. And the lead-up to the release of All Hail Megatron number 4, there's a cover competition being run. Whoever comes up with the funniest, most inventive caption or dialogue to go with the image wins. The winner will receive a copy of All Hail Megatron number 4. All of them, 1 through 4, with the Hutch covers. And that's signed by Trevor Hutchinson and all the good folks that make All Hail Megatron. So anyone who wants to enter this contest, you get to come up with the funniest, most inventive caption or dialogue. Go to the website. We've got it in the show. There's a picture there. You come up with the best entry into it. You've got until October 22nd to do so. There's a link that's in the link. Wow. So double links, but it's all over the place. But prove once and for all that you are so much better than Michael Bay could ever be. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Please subscribe through iTunes and please review us while you're there. And join the forums at geekradiodaily.com for all your social geek working. Be sure to check out GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring all of us. Check out the store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. And please email us at podcast, Billy Flynn Vicker, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Tell me about this Galvatron.
Unicron rebuilt Megatron into a robot called Galvatron. He's way stronger, and he's totally insane.
Then Galvatron's the least of our problems. We need to stop Unicron.
Prime.
Cup, my old friend.
We already defeated Unicron. He's just a head floating around in space now.
Good work, Autobots. Now we can focus on stopping Galvatron.